where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Hold on to the edge of your seats because you are in for quite the ride. It's time for the Granada Forum Radio Show. Right now, live on air with your host, Granada Wendy.
Well, I guess we're on the air.
Are we on the air? Today's the 22nd. Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.org. That's freedomslips.org, O-R-G, and freedomslips.net, N-E-T. That's N-E-T. Also, revolution.radio, that's revolution.radio. Also, iTunes, Roku, and TalkStream Live. Okay, also, too, if you'd like to go to the homepage and just leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate to keep the paid programming on the air. And, hey, I'll take a cup of coffee. We've got a lot of news coming your way, not so good, but we just appreciate the cup of coffee, so we thank you so much for that. We really do. Also, too, if you like to advertise on Revolution, it's fairly reasonable, and you get to meet a lot of new friends, so check them out. Also, check out the chat room as well. I'd like to say hello to a few of our good guests. Red, I hope you're doing better, feeling better, honey. Give you a call. Thank you for some of the information. Thank Marsha for some of the information that she gave us this week. One I have to look for, but I have it written down, but I'll mention this tonight on air because it's important. And I also like to give a word out to Barbara as well as Regina. There you go. All right. Also, too, last week we were at the Expo West, which is the Natural Health Products Expo West in Anaheim. And we didn't have too many people. Like, they were out doing stuff, but then we missed maybe somebody. But we're going to bring some of the people on the we're going to bring some of the people on the show. So we had a little bit of a communication problem. And no problem. We're going to take care of that for next year, so we won't have to. But I'm going to have everybody. I'm John. I'm going to have you come. Nick's going to be there. We're going to make Nikki, everyone, all of us are going to be there live. But we're going to interview a lot of people and just do it up front, and that way we can just play it and then have some more fun, and it'll be good. But we were at the National Health Product Show, which we had a really good time, met a lot of good people, and we'll get some more people on the Tuesday morning show for that one. Okay. All right. I want to thank Nick and also you, John, for helping us out the last hour last week. We didn't thank you so much for that.
We had fun.
Yeah, that's good. we've got a lot of information we're going to try to get out. I'm going to hand John the baton. But all I can tell you, John, I just looked out my window, but there's chem over my house in four or five different directions. It's not even that high. And they're so blatant about it, John, now, that it's a joke.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it right now. They're spraying away. The sky looks like whipped cream. I mean, it's just they go back and forth and in and out. And I'm waiting for that orange plane that squirts all the orange. And it's been like some of the worst skies ever.
Yeah. Absolutely. Today I woke up, no blue sky, just the whole sky in the San Fernando Valley is just covered. So they started last night, and by this morning, John, there's just no blue sky. And you got a horrible frog in your throat because you just got so much chem in the air. And this is why, John, by 6 or 8 o'clock, you just can't keep your eyes open.
No, they're putting you to sleep.
They're putting
you to
sleep.
And I'm sure everybody's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people got to be listening to this. If you look up during anytime during the day, look up and see a regular plane fly over, it's in a fog. It's showing you the air you're breathing. You know, even helicopters, low stuff right over your head, they're in a fog.
Right.
Because this is your air you're breathing.
Right.
And these guys are nonstop now. I'm really...
Yes, I agree.
They were doing black chemtrails the other day, too. I took some video of it. It was far away, but they were escorting... pure black trails.
Right.
And doing a circle in the air, just having fun with our air we breathe. So
right.
I don't know what to do, but Peggy Hall is definitely in on this stuff on the chemtrails and stuff, and she's calling the clean air people and all that. You know, not that it does any good because they all lie about this. They say the same thing. They're all lying.
Right.
That this is ice crystals. There's nothing to worry about. Chew my shorts. No, they will lie.
Nothing
their
to see
ass
here.
Up.
Move along, people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. So
no,
that's,
it's like Officer Barb Brady when the black helicopters flew behind him. Well, what were those? That was a pigeon.
Yeah.
Pigeon.
I'm a bird
watcher.
There you go.
Bird watcher. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We got more watching. Okay, cool.
Here's a kicker part about this whole thing. Tennessee, the Senate in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me bring this up.
Now, is this the senator of Tennessee or the
no,
Tennessee
it's the
State Senate?
No, it's the Tennessee State Senate.
Okay, go ahead.
Voted on a bill to prohibit the intentional injection release or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of the state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of the sunlight. Now, that's a very – the bill – okay, great. I applaud them. Great. You did a great job putting the bill in. But here's the thing. Remember how the government keeps telling us that's not what they're doing?
Yes. Exactly.
That's exactly what they're doing.
So why does Tennessee have to come up with a bill to make them stop doing it?
Listen to me. I think a few other states are going to probably follow the Tennessee, not California, because we just got so much corruption in California right now. It's just beyond words, especially with Gruesome Newsom.
California is a totally...
Yeah,
I'm not even going to
say
we're
under, we're under siege. We're definitely under siege by another entity, and it's evil. Physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Thank you. That's what we are.
Yeah,
this is more than we think it is, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I agree.
People think these things are coming down and refueling their little chemicals and going back up in the air, like going to Jiffy Lube. No, that's not it.
Well, it's the same thing when they did the funding for geoengineering in the congressional budget, and that got leaked out.
We're gonna
fund geoengineering tests for the next 5 years or so. And it's like, didn't you guys tell us you weren't doing that? So why are you putting money at it?
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
You rat scum. Yeah, they do that all the time. They get everybody confused. And I've had
it now. You're not seeing those are perfectly normal contrails. Yeah, the plane left here like 3 hours ago, and the things are still in the sky. Uh-huh, that's perfectly normal for contrails. No, it isn't. I know what contrails are. Okay,
they're very short. They don't last long, but this is ridiculous. This is getting bad for that. We got orange now. The sun's down, but we got orange clouds way over to the east that are like it's like a sunset over the east. So this orange
you don't get those really nice sunsets towards the east. anywhere.
I think the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Am I not correct on this in California?
Yeah,
correct.
You would be correct, but there would be one movie director that I know of who would argue with you about that.
God.
You know, the guy who took the entire film crew down to the beach at 0:30 in the morning because he wanted to film the sunrise coming up over the ocean in California.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
I remember this. No, a lot of things don't work the way they're telling us it works. Yeah, we get an orange sunset to the east here now. I mean, it's everywhere, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see this. You can look to the west, and there's one, and it's orange, and then the sun's completely down, and you look to the east, and it's still orange. And that's not the reflection because the sun's high or anything. I watch them do it, and they're spewing orange the whole time. Orange entree. Yeah, that's normal. So, and black ones too. That's water vapor, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how they're doing the black ones. What the hell's in that stuff?
I don't know, Nick, but I can tell you, he's right because I've seen it. I've seen it big time. I know Deborah Tavares, the www.stopthecrime.net. Of course, John has filmed it many times. Listen, whatever they're spraying now, Nick, this is basically what I can tell you. This is me. I get up in the morning, let's say, you know, maybe 8 or 9, just depending on the day, okay? You have to do some clothes. You've got to feed the dog, the cats. Just listen. Help my mom out a little bit. Maybe make a phone call or two. Then you got to go run an errand, you know, just because whatever that may be, okay? So you go run your errand or two, whatever. You come back and maybe have some lunch or an early dinner, and that's your main meal or something if you're lucky. And then maybe do a tiny bit of yard work because you might have trash, depending on what day it might be, but you might have to get the trash cans out. But I'm going to tell you something, Nick. By 8 o'clock, you are so tired. You don't want to talk to anybody. You're kind of lethargic. You're thinking to yourself, how is this possible at 8 o'clock? But 7, you're really hurting. And I mean, you're in bed. And then you end up waking up maybe 3 or 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning because you've been asleep for a few hours normally past, you know, and then you end up doing, if you're smart, if you've got some strength, you try to finish up an errand or two that you have to do in the house and go back to bed then for like 2 or 2.5 hours or something or 3 or whatever you might get out of it. But it's absolutely crazy now.
I don't know
how to explain it better than that, but that's about what I know is that everyone's keeping
Joe Biden scheduled, you know?
Yeah, well, like,
oh, God.
Yeah, it's just beyond words.
Oh, here's another one. Here in that Tennessee bill.
Okay.
They're spraying, along with the stuff that we know about, the barium, strontium, the aluminum, the lithium, and whatever. They have this other stuff called aerosolized coal fly ash.
Aerosolized coal fly ash. What the hell is that?
Aerosolized coal fly ash. I don't even know what it is.
I don't believe it. It's supposed to be coal from like a freaking volcano or whatever.
I don't believe it.
It'll cool the earth down by reflecting. It's like we don't need to be cooled down. Trust me, I live in Wisconsin.
That's their idea. It snowed here last night.
It's towards the end of March. Okay, we don't need it getting colder.
Yeah, the cold fly, that's what they want you to think is. It's like the stuff that blocks the sun of the volcano when the volcano goes off and the sun is blocked for days and days from this crap. But they want us to think that they're going to go dig some of this out of the mountains and then put it up in the air and dump it. I'm not buying it. I'm not bringing by it. This cold fly ash is just stupid. They're not stopping at a gas station to refuel. These things have got something in them to keep them going all day long. And I've proved that a million times. And when you see, and I've said this a million times, when you see silver balls and you record them spraying across the sky, they're not refueling anything. This is creepy.
You know, and that really sucks too, because one of the things that was great about California was going down to the beach, you know, hitting the water, hitting the surf, you know, laying down on the sand and getting a tan. Hopefully you don't get burnt like I did at the time.
And
spending the day down there just enjoying all that, you can't even do that anymore.
No, Nick, it's crazy. I'm telling you something too, Nick, and I'm just telling you something right now. I'm taking more supplements than I have ever have in my life. But listen to me, John. If I don't take the supplements, I can't get half of the stuff done, some of the stuff that I need to get done during the day, because they're spraying so much chem on the air, you need to be able to function. And I find between four and six, you can get some people are getting very lethargic.
Well, and here's the other stupid thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm ready to go to bed now, huh?
Yeah, here's the other stupid thing. When I moved out to California a long time ago,
right?
You know, the air was still pretty thick.
Oh yeah.
You know, whatever, and they went through all this thing about, you know, we got to clean up the cars and get the smog out of Los Angeles and all of that. And, you know, and they were pretty good about that for, you know, the air there is actually not that bad. But so they move all of that out, but then nobody is complaining about this.
That's what drives me nuts.
You know, you guys, for years, for decades, were complaining about, oh, my God, the smog from the cars and we got to do something about the cars to save the planet and whatever. I don't hear any news reports ever from Los Angeles. All the years that I lived there, nobody ever talked about the spraying in the air. Not
never.
Once.
You know, it's not on mainstream media, that's for sure. Not at all.
I like when they're spraying
ours.
Yeah, you're getting your car smog checked, and you're watching them while you're waiting for that. You're watching them spray the sky above you.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God, get me
out
of here!
You're getting your car checked at after I think it's what, maybe 5 years or so, your car won't pass smog anymore.
Yeah, so
and that's such a rip off.
Yeah, you're
I can't
watching
go
them.
There.
So you're watching them do that. You're watching them put all the numbers into the computer and shove the thing up the tailpipe to take the sample. And meanwhile, there's planes crisscrossing the sky, just dropping shit out of them all day long.
It's laughable. It's laughable. It's not, but it is. They're getting away with this crap. That makes no sense at all. They're spewing 1,000 times more than they got a little thing up their tailpipe. Yeah, I know where they can put tailpipe.
Oh, by the way, there's ways around that too. So,
Well, there is. Okay, well,
for
I'd like
smog
to know
checks.
That.
Oh yeah.
Well, I know there is. I know that one. But this is the whole fact that we got to do it.
Yeah.
When I did have it done, they ruined my car, so I drove out of there like Green Acres. What? What'd you guys do? We adjusted so I wouldn't have any smog, but I also can't move.
Yeah, but now it doesn't run.
Yeah, that's another question. Oh, you douchebags. I'm so tired. Tired of playing games with this stuff. Oh, help.
Dude, I had a 1969 Skylark. Now, that's a...
Ooh, that's a cool
one. Know, even back when I had it, it was an older car.
Uh-huh.
Because of the size of the engine on it, I threw an aluminum intake manifold on it and a four-barrel carburetor. You know, and really, I just tweaked it a little so it had that little bit of extra juice to it.
Ooh.
Oh, you got to smog it and you got to take all that stuff off and put the original shit back on. Otherwise, you know, you can't pass smog. I'm like, are you like, do you know how old this car is?
Isn't it the cars over 20 years that you don't have to smog it or something?
No, it's last time I remember anything older than 1973 had to be smogged.
So anything past 1970.
That's the last time I remember, because I don't know if they changed it since then, but that was the last time I remember the cutoff date was 1973.
Okay.
Oh, God.
They'll even smog a Prius, okay? That was the one thing I told Angelica years ago when I moved out of here, because we had that Ford Expedition that just, it will not pass California smog check. It's like, register it here in Wisconsin. We don't have to worry about it. And we did. And you know what? Didn't have to worry about the smog anymore.
Nice. Yeah, well, that's a
wait,
joke.
Those bootlegs are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. I've had to do that a few times. not good. But I'd rather do it. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is jacked up.
Hey, my good buddy Marsha gave me this information. On March 19th, it was Mike Adams. The first few minutes, he had a guest. The guy from X, that guy, his face is in front of me. I can't say his name at this moment. Elon Musk. Yeah, he was interviewing, I think, Elon Musk. And Elon Musk talked about an optical surveillance system that X is building.
Oh, God.
Man, that guy drives me nuts.
Listen, this was on March 19th. This was the first part of the Mike Adams show, and it's an optical surveillance system that even Elon Musk says, do you understand what's going on? And also, too, Stephen Quayle was on that show as well, so that's a show. If you can probably pick that up on Rumble, on Mike Adams, you might want to listen to the March 19th show, because the first part is on the optical surveillance system, and then Stephen Quayle was on, so I guarantee you that was a barn burner. So I wanted to pass that on.
I haven't heard from Stephen Quayle in a while.
Yeah, well, he was on, so that's a good thing.
So okay, here's what I just brought up.
Okay, cool.
Elon Musk was using SpaceX. They're building a spy satellite network for the U.S. intelligence agency.
That's it, yeah.
Because you know they're not going to use it against us, right?
Oh, no, they would never do that.
Oh, never! Oh, and you're a conspiracy theorist. Where are you getting your information, handsome?
Yeah, they're not talking about launching like a few of them. They're launching hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I guess it's every 20 feet now. I don't know what the 50 feet.
I don't know. There's so many satellites. When you go out into the farmland around here where there's no lights.
Right.
I mean, literally, there's no lights. There's no traffic lights, stoplight, nothing. There's no nothing.
Right.
You can get out into the middle of these fields, and you can with your naked eye, you can see the satellites going across the sky.
Wow.
Are you sure those what those are? Because I'm not really sure about that, but that's my opinion.
No, they're satellites.
I think satellites are all ground level stuff myself, but they can't get to the moon. Come on. They got satellites.
Come on. What was that program that I mentioned? It was on Saturday night on Coast to Coast where the guy talked about, did they go to the moon? I mentioned the guy's name, and it was an interesting program to say the least. And it was a couple weeks back on Coast to Coast. It was a Saturday night that took place.
Yeah. Stanley Cooper showed us we could get to the moon by shooting
footage
out in the middle of the desert.
That's right. He did a good job too. That was awesome. But you know what they need to have? If they're making satellites, if they're really flying up there like they say, they need some smog check satellites for the airplanes.
Yeah, that would be interesting to get up there and have these satellites be able to take air samples.
Yeah, now we're talking. You got to get your planes plugged.
Well, I mean, but believe me, this thing, I know that there are floating around up there because we bounce radio signals off them all the time.
Okay. Oh, but if they're bouncing them off the dome.
The dome.
The dome. They're bouncing them off something. I just don't believe that they can't. How can they keep finding satellites with a balloon attached to it in a tree? It's embarrassing.
Well, they find them in the middle of the Nevada, was it Nevada? No, New Mexico, the Roswell thing.
Oh,
they find them crashed into the ground, too.
Yeah,
and it was a weather balloon.
That's funny, man. First it was a saucer, but then it was a weather balloon. Yeah, and I can guarantee it was us. If there was a saucer flying over, we shot it down. Because we got
down a balloon. What do you mean we shot down a saucer?
That's what I'm saying. These guys, but they're all about killing anything that moves in the sky. So I don't know.
You want to know what one of the biggest psyops on that whole issue was? was Project Blue Book.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 1969.
Well, when they would send the investigators from the military around and, you know, I saw UFO, and they would start questioning them, and almost every single time it was like, hey, you saw a weather balloon.
No, swamp gas.
Yeah, or swamp gas refracting off the light of Mercury, which was in the orbit of whatever, you know, some dumbass explanation.
They can't even come up with a good one.
Then the propaganda machine, when that whole system had ended for a little while, the propaganda machine kicked into even more gear by propagandizing the people in the country by putting out that stupid TV show.
Which one?
Project Blue Book.
Project Blue Book. Yeah, they did have a TV show.
And they would say, you know, it was these two Air Force officers going around and basically telling people they didn't see what they see. And so it would be trying to get people to not believe their own eyes when they see something.
That's what they do. They still do that.
Yeah, I know they do.
They do that with the damn contrails.
Oh, you did see a plane fly into the building. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You saw a plane fly into the building.
Pennsylvania, that plane was a mess. Yeah.
You saw the plane fly into the ground. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah, you sort of did. No, I didn't. You did.
It is. It's a brainwash. Oh, my God. Look at the watch.
Stare at the shiny object. Stare at the shiny object. You saw a plane fly into the ground.
Yeah, even though there was none there, you saw it. God, this is good. You guys are killing me with this stuff. And you know what? A lot of people looked at that watch and were hypnotized and believed it. You know? That they did see a plane in Pennsylvania. They did see these planes. The only planes they saw going into those buildings was, what? From the news. Everybody else's footage was just explosions. The towers, they blew up. But all the TV stuff had this way too big plane flying into it. So I'm
just at a point where I don't believe anything the government says.
That makes sense.
I don't even care if it's true. I don't believe it because it came from the government.
Thank you. That's good. That's perfect. Right?
They can come out with a study, and the FDA and the NIH and CDC can come out and say, you know that eating McDonald's food is bad for you. And you know what? I know that's true, but I won't believe them. honest to God,
I understand.
I have so little trust in the government at this point. Any of their agencies, of the bureaucracy that goes behind it, any of the I heard this morning, this was the dumbest thing I heard. I don't know, was it today or yesterday, that Senator Ron Johnson was on the radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were going through the powder puff interview that they usually get. So I texted into the radio show that was on, and I asked, when is anybody in Washington, D.C. going to be held accountable?
Oh, I like that.
What'd they say?
Any answer?
Well, you know, we're holding hearings. You've seen me do it. I've had the hearings.
Please.
And then so-and-so, what did he say? He said somebody else got resigned or some other thing like that, whatever it was. And I'm like, did you not understand my question? When is anybody in Washington, D.C. going to be held accountable? Now, I'm going to see that radio guy tomorrow.
Oh, you are? Good.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be the MC at some dinner thing that's being nearby, so I decided to go. And I'm going to ask him about what he thought about Ron Johnson's answer, because to me it was complete and utter bullshit.
Right.
Oh, how rare.
It's like, You can't answer the question by not answering the question. Well, I've been holding hearings. That's not holding anybody accountable. Holding somebody accountable means Anthony Fauci goes to prison along with Walensky. Joe Biden gets kicked out of the White House along with that stupid crack whore Kamala Harris. That means a whole slew of people in Washington, D.C. go to jail for permanently, yes, or get executed for treason against this country for screwing it up as badly as they did. That's called being held accountable. Did. Not, yeah, well, I'm holding hearings and we're questioning people.
Yeah, I know what you're holding. That ain't hearings. Let me tell you. You got a hand on your pants. Stop it.
There you go.
You're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, and here's the same thing. I'm almost betting, you know, if Ron Johnson shows up at some other thing later on this year, I'll probably see if I can score a 3-pointer on him on this one too, on the chemtrail stuff.
Oh, good.
And I swear to God, if he actually says, well, you know, we're not doing that. Really? Why is it in the congressional budget? And why is Tennessee making a law to ban it?
Right.
Because it's not there. Can't you think about that?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we're not doing it. It's in the congressional budget.
Yes. It's filling up all my YouTube pages.
They really do. I swear to God, people in Congress, all the little scumbags in Washington, D.C., that are in charge of anything at all, really do believe that we, the people, are that stupid. They really think that we are that dumb.
They sure do. And so they're right in a lot of cases.
I mean,
you know, did you
happen to listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Did you happen to listen to her questioning Bob Alinsky during the week?
No, I must have missed that. Go ahead, Mark.
She kept asking him, did you actually see the president commit a crime? And he goes, yeah. She said, what crime did he commit? Did you see him steal something? She's like, yeah, well, not that, but under this, you know, under RICO. And that, she goes, RICO is not a crime. Oh, I hate to break the news to you, sweetheart. Yes, it is.
It is.
shoot me already.
These are the God. People that are getting elected. This is the best we can do, folks.
Yeah, a-hole.
Like George Carlin said, this is the best we can do.
Yeah, he was so right on that. It's true. I don't know how this is working out, but it ain't working for me.
She is. I can't believe that she is actually gets elected to office.
She will keep secrets well, I guess. That's all I can see.
Okay, hold on here. You got to take a listen to this. This is, yeah, RICO is a crime. It was an actual statute made to fight organized crime in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's how they got the mob. That's how they got all the Italian mob guys. They busted them under the RICO. And she's like, RICO is not a crime. Wow, your bartending is really paying off, isn't it?
You're drinking all the profits.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got this is unreal. This is, by the way, what's representing people in the U.S. in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's good.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a
business deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statute.
Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
category of crimes that you then charge?
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please
the name.
Exact
statute
sir,
on RICO?
Yes. I'll,
well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir, I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
Time. I reclaim my time. Is it your testimony?
She sounds like she's in friggin' junior high school.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Done.
I mean, look. Gee.
Kindergarten. What
did she know? Who is this one? What state is she from?
New York.
Oh, my God.
It is
well,
a
listen,
category.
There's horror
yeah,
stories in New York, baby. They
yeah,
are under siege. You can't even go to New York.
Okay? First-degree murder is a category of crime. So is second- and third-degree murder. So is manslaughter.
Right.
So is dealing drugs with intent to sell. Those are all categories of crime. They're also known as crimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, her bartending skills just ain't playing out so well. And the people who in her district in New York and Queens ought to be embarrassed that that's what's representing them.
She's like a three-year-old with her Barbies.
I know. I swear to God, she does.
Pebbles Flintstone. Da, 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 boo, 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 dee, boo.
It's a, you know, she's speaking like she just learned a new word.
Yeah.
Ricola.
Rico's yeah. not a crime. So all the people that they
Rico,
busted over the last, what, 40, 50 years, they're just, it's, yeah oh my God.
Rico's not a crime. Rico is a category. God, I mean, I swear to God, I want to beat my head through the wall, except I have more respect for myself than I do for her.
I know how you
and
feel,
these,
believe me.
These are the
every
people
day.
That are making decisions for how this country is being run, on your how you are supposed to live your life. These are the people
yep.
that are making decisions, by the way, in violation of the Constitution on every single count at this point.
Of course. You bet.
Oh, God. It's like Kim Jong. Oh, please. Vladimir Putin, if you would just please, honest to God, just nuke Washington, D.C. while it's in session. Just please, for the love of God, just do that.
Oh,
oh God.
You know, if not Xi Jinping, I'm giving him permission to do it too. I would say Kim Jong Un, but their missiles don't go that far.
Yeah, not too far.
you wanna see this country straighten itself out, get just burn that place to the damn ground. And I'm not talking like Antifa or anything like that. Just get these people off of this planet and out, you know, just whatever. I guarantee this country will settle down in a heartbeat.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't know.
It would be nice to be actually able to go out to the beach and relax again.
Yeah, that's
you know, without true. Without being told that sand causes cancer.
That's right. You're right. Remember when this stuff started out here? Manhattan Beach, they had guys dressed up like terrorists keeping our masks on, or we had to get out of the whole city.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean,
it was crazy.
We really crossed a line somewhere. We really went over the edge of the cliff. Not just here, in this country, but even the Canucks up north and the Mexicans down south and the entire planet. Something happened, and we just went absolutely insane.
There is nothing
normal about what's going on right now.
No. And it hasn't been for the past four years and before that. But now it's just complete nuts.
It's completely upside down.
And I'm still pointing my fingers at the bankers.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you? Nick, how much time we have for the first hour left?
So plenty.
Oh, God, we got about 20 minutes still.
Okay. John, we came up with some information this afternoon that got sent to us by Deborah Tavares of www.stopthecrime.net. And for the people listening, we want to give you some statistics. It's pretty beyond words, but I know Nick has got the list in front. I got some.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me bring it up.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And this is because Bidenomics is working out so well.
Bidenomics.
Oh my God! It's bio, right? It's bye. It's goodbye. It's what it is. Okay, remember, it's goodbye.
This is what build back better has gotten us.
Hold on,
I gotta switch my glasses out.
Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah, my eyes just ain't quite what they used to be.
Yeah, I know.
So,
LA is
they're creating. Biden and company are creating so many jobs, and economy, according to KJP, our economy is doing better, so much better because of Bidenomics. Walmart, by the way, is closing 23 stores in 8 states. Target is closing 9 in 4 states, all blue, by the way. Walgreens is closing 900 stores.
Wow.
Mostly blue. Bed Bath & Beyond, which I believe went bankrupt years ago, is closing all the rest of the stores that they have.
It's
360. Lowe's is closed 50 stores. Macy's is closed 150 stores. Starbucks is closing 61. Home Depot is closing 15. Dollar Tree is closing 1,000. Foot Locker is closing 400. The Gap is closing 350. Party City 24. Big Lots are closing stores in California and Colorado. Burger King is shutting down 400. Best Buy 20. Boston Market 27. Kmart only has 2 stores left.
Oh, okay.
They own 2. Sears has closed everything except for 22 stores. I thought they were gone completely.
Yeah, right.
Regal Cinemas closed 429 movie theaters. Kroger has closed 413. U.S. Bank is closing 23 branches. Wells Fargo is closing over 60. Capital One closing 50. Bank of America is closing 20. Because Bidenomics is working out so well.
So well.
Bidenomics. He doesn't even know what's
now
going
on. That doesn't even take into account. Those are all massive national chains. That doesn't even take into account all the mom and pops nationwide that got shut down during the pandemic, fake pandemic that we had.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, all those little mom and pop stores that some people had built up over so many years, you know, to get a business going and use that as their living, gone completely.
Over.
And they said those were the places that they would send the cops to if they opened up.
I can't stand it anymore. This is really going to be a...
But because our economy is doing so well.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So you're talking millions of jobs right there. And can you imagine, and listen to me, you're talking, this is March, I think next Sunday is Easter, next Friday is Good Friday. So you're talking, guys, let's just look at this. By June or July, you're going to have tremendous after effects from this. You know, we've got Easter next Sunday, but I mean, where are these people going to get jobs in the states? And
they ain't. They're giving them all to the illegal aliens coming in.
I mean,
Here's the other thing. I was reading this article. I think it was from the Mises Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, you know, because the Fed has to put a cap on inflation. We really need to get rid of the damn central bank. I mean, we got to shove that thing out the door.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is killing us.
One of the ways that they're looking at trying to control inflation is to increase unemployment. Now, that doesn't make any sense, but it does on a stupid level.
Right.
Because if less people are making money, then there's less money in circulation. With less money in circulation, I'm not kidding. This is how I read the article. You know, and so if somebody from the Mises Institute is going to tell me I'm completely wrong, they better explain it to me, because I was reading the article and it really did seem upside down. But apparently, this is the way the Federal Reserve thinks: less people making money, less money in circulation, inflation goes down.
Oh, my God. Just absolutely chaos. Oh, my God. Look, I got to tell you something, guys. This is just like I'm talking about. I'm saying between April and June. Hey, we are in a full-blown depression as far as I'm concerned. I don't know.
We've been in that for a while.
Yeah, I believe this, but it's blatant now.
Yeah, it's again that whole COVID thing was just number one. It was an absolute joke, but the way they decimated small town America, you know, the mom and pop businesses, there's still, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still some that are out there because the bars were allowed to stay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the way they really just crippled everything. And then when, you know, schizophrenic, you know, President Crapper Pants got into office, they doubled down on it and they absolutely destroyed the economy. And that Sideshow Bob looking press secretary gets up there every day and she's like, the economy is doing so well. It's like, man, you are going to get brain cancer if you keep lying the way you do. Nobody is right. Buying it.
I would hope not.
Okay. I have had to change my buying habits so completely. It's beyond stupid. Okay, I can't buy the same amount of food that I did before because of my dollar.
I hear you on that one, Nick. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh,
you
know, that's true.
Gas is more than it was before.
Oh, Nick, I paid last weekend. It was $4.49. I had to go to the gas station yesterday to put a little gas in my car. It was $4.57 or $4.59. Absolutely outrageous in California.
Well, that's what it's less than it was when I was there then.
$4.59. I would love that.
Oh, God. Well, it's $5 practically up and down the street on different places, didn't it?
Listen,
how long can people, if you're driving so many miles, afford to put gas at $5 a gallon? Well, I mean...
That's the thing too.
Oh my God! You're gonna have families. I'm serious now. They're gonna send your high school kids, your junior high, go mow somebody's lawn for $5. Who knows? You've got to do something. I mean, because the bottom line is that the family unit now, the husband and wife's paycheck is just not gonna cover it.
No, nobody. No. And there was I remember years ago there was that commercial. I can't remember what it was for. I don't remember the company it was for, but it was two people can live just as cheaply as one. Like, number one, no, they can't.
Oh, my God.
Okay. This had to be, I think it was back in the 80s or something. Two people can live just as cheaply as one. No, they can't. Because if that was the case, then there would be no reason for both people to be working.
Right.
And remember what Nicholas Rockefeller told Aaron Russo. They did the feminist movement to get women into the workforce so they could tax them some more.
Yep. I remember that interview.
So.
Should play that. That was so good.
Yeah. Well, I don't have it queued. So.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just saying one of these days when we got it.
But.
That was good.
Yeah. I mean, it you know, they have just these Democrats come at this point. If you're a Democrat, you know, you might as well just call yourself a communist because that's exactly what you are. They have done everything to undermine this country to death. I mean, just unbelievable. And by the way, our neighbors up north in Canada, you got Justin Trudeau. So, you know, don't rag on us for having Joe Biden.
God, they gotta be.
You know, and all these other countries, you know, there has got at some point, there has got to be a pushback. And I'm not talking a little one either. Like I was seeing in California, you know, when they have these squatters taking over people's houses and law enforcement and the courts are throwing their hands in the air. Oh, there's nothing we can do because, you know, they live there. It's like, no, they don't. I never invited them into my house. I never signed a contract, a lease or a rental agreement or anything, but they moved into our house. Yeah, you can't get rid of them. You can't throw them out. There's a group in California and San Fernando Valley going around throwing squatters out of people's houses for them.
How are they doing that? Just door to door, just yanking them out?
Well, no, I think you got to call them or something. I have no idea how that works there. But I know that if I come home and I see a squatter in my house and they refuse to leave, they're going to leave.
Yeah,
I swear to God, no, they're going to leave one way or another. They're not going to be in my house. I don't care how they go out. They're, you know, they can go out, you know, walking on 2 feet, or they can go laying down. I don't give a shit. You're not coming in my house and taking over.
Oh, God.
They had a woman in New York who got arrested by the police because some squatter refused to leave her house.
Oh, my God.
What?
And she tried to go back in and say, he doesn't live here. Sorry, ma'am, you're harassing him, and you're going to get arrested. You cannot evict him from your house. Like, that's how upside down our country is right now.
At that point, boy, I'll tell you something. At that point, you got to just go hire somebody. I hate to say that.
Well,
I mean, you're going to get the guy out of the house. And then, lady, I'd be changing the locks, and I'd be putting reinforcements.
She can't do anything to her property while that guy is on there. So I have a very different methodology to it, and that's I don't call the police. And you are going to leave my property.
All right.
Wow, yeah.
This is where the mafia is going to be called in, and this is where, I hate to say this, and places, you know, people, I hate to say that, like, groups like, they're going to be like, hey, man,
that's why they got that group of people in San Fernando Valley that are tossing people out for the homeowners. And it's like, you know, because when the government basically tells you as an American citizen, you don't count anymore and we're not here for you, then we got to take care of ourselves. We can't count on the government for anything.
Right, exactly. Anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like it's coming down to on not just that, but a whole bunch of other things as well. We have to start taking care of ourselves. If not, we're going to lose everything. Okay, we are going to lose the continent that our forefathers conquered because we got some dingleberry Alzheimer's patient in the White House whose strings are being pulled by everybody else to continue Obama's legacy of hating this country.
Exactly. He's living through that. I mean, he's controlling that shit. You know it. He's hiding like a little puppet master.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of people talk. I mean, and they've said the same thing that I have for a while. This is not going to end pretty. This is going to get ugly.
How can it? You're being pushed around like the bully on the playground.
Yeah, and at some point, you have to hit back.
Yeah, you do. I mean, just to protect your own.
The guy will not. Yeah, the bully will never leave you alone. You have to hit back at some point.
You got
to
wake his ass up and show him.
And remember what, and I always love bringing this one up. Remember what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. And believe me, I've been reading his book. Oh my God.
Good.
Everybody should read this book, The Gulag Archipelago.
Wow.
But what he said was, and I'm not going to quote it verbatim, I'm just going to paraphrase it. It's like, he said, the reason that everything happened the way it did in the Soviet Union was because we didn't fight back when we were able to.
That I believe.
And then we wound up with what we got. And by the time that anybody got mad about it, apparently, it was already too late. Everything was way too entrenched.
I see that happening right now.
His big line for that whole thing was, we deserved everything that we got.
Well, it's happening right now. It's going to be the same thing. The people that aren't crying about the plane.
For whatever damn reason, we are not fighting back as hard as we should.
Not at all.
Okay, I don't want to go out there and get into it with law enforcement, you know, and or anything else. I really don't. But, you know, at the same time, those assholes are trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I supposed to do about that? I'll wait until they do?
That's what seems like it's happening right now.
Exactly.
You know, they're waiting for the people complaining.
They're not just letting somebody take my property. They are enforcing it. That somebody else has the right to take my property.
Well, that's what you got.
I guess you just don't call the police anymore on certain things.
Yeah, why would you?
And just you got to take care of yourself, right?
Yeah. And believe me, you know, people may call and scream and holler, and I'll be like, man, did you hear that? Somebody shot a gun off around here. I don't know what happened. That wasn't you. No, that didn't come from my house. There was a great scene. If you ever watched, I think it was Lethal Weapon, the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the guy walks into the office of the South African ambassador and there's plastic all over the floor. He goes, why is there plastic all over the floor? And the guy shoots him in the head. That's why. It's like, you know, I'm looking at some, you know, they, I don't understand. You know, somebody would come into my house. Why do you have plastic all over the floor? Oh, I'm painting. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Keep a roller handy just to make it look good. Yeah, that's funny.
Believe me, I know people who have backhoes.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm sorry, okay. But you know we're just at a point where we can't keep letting a corrupt system keep overrunning us, taking away our rights, taking away our country and everything else. We can't allow it anymore.
Right.
No, and keep paying taxes on top of it.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is my congressman is resigning next month. So now we don't have any representation in Congress. Do I get to stop paying taxes now? You know, no taxes without representation.
Right. We're at the break. Hold on. We'll be right back. This is going to be on a Form Radio program. We've got Mark. Thank you, John and Nick. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We got more stuff for you. Hold on. God bless. Hold on.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Wendy, we're back.
Oh.
I gotta bring in Mark here.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. That's just her thing.
That's just her thing. I like to do
it's just her thing, you know. I had the brakes over. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'll be back in a minute.
Hey,
rock and roll.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hey, Joe, are you looking at the sky tonight, Mark?
Good thing AOC is not running for vice president.
AOC.
Well, you know, given how stupid Kamala Harris is, you know, she's perfectly qualified to.
Oh, we're back.
We might as well.
Yes, I did look at the engineered storm that's coming in. In fact, I went out over the...
You saw the moon tonight where they crisscross all over the moon?
I did see all the white chemtrails right above the cloud cover that they're going to magnify, so it starts raining.
Yeah, right now there's a big V around the moon. It's fresh, brand new, and it just looks like a...
Yeah, you know what V stands for, don't you?
Let me see.
V for Vendetta. And we got one.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
Okay, well, I got something for you guys that's very timely, and it has to do with all the bullshit that we're going through with the government and with the NGOs like Klaus Schwab and so forth. You know all the usual suspects.
So bad. Yeah. Oh, God.
But anyway, this comes from today from Peter McCullough, and some of the comments on here will not be shocking to us, but they will be shocking to people that didn't listen to us, especially knowing that Peter McCullough is the most published cardiologist on the planet. So that gives him some credibility.
He's a conspiracy theorist, doesn't believe in vaccines.
Yeah, I know, but I have some silver lining at the end of the story. So,
good.
Let's start with the... With the juicy stuff, shall we say?
Yeah.
And we'll take it from there. John, you may want to sit this one out because I know your ears are so sensitive.
For what?
I'm just joking, bro.
No, there's going to be some Jesus stuff in there. I get it. I don't care.
Hey, yeah. Amen. We love Jesus. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's Let's get this going.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's absolutely fantastic to have you back. Guys, I've got a real truth teller on the line. This man has been ahead of the curve. In fact, he was calling out the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine as early as 2020 when he did an op-ed in The Hill, and the title of that was The Great Gamble of the COVID-19 Vaccine Development Program. He's still out ahead of all of the liars and mockingbirds. He's got 1 million followers on Twitter. He's an esteemed cardiologist. Dr. Peter McCullough joins us. Doc, how are you, sir?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I have a lot to ask you, but you know what? Since you're wearing that lab coat, the wellness company, let me just address something right out of the gate. I've had doctors at the wellness company on my show, doctors like Jim Thorpe, who was fired for telling his pregnant patients the truth about the potential dangers and effects of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, and he was fired for merely giving his patients informed consent. He landed at the wellness company. It's a company I support. I'm an affiliate. And frankly, y'all are taking hits from some trolls. And why don't you address the wellness company and what you make of this corporation that is standing for health and does want people to have access to real doctors who actually care about health during the next pandemic, which, by the way, they're fear-mongering about. Disease X is coming. More on that in just a second. Peter, your thoughts on TWC?
You have described it well. The wellness company has been in business now coming up on 2 years. It's an alternative healthcare system, health and education materials, nutraceuticals and supplements, doctors by telemedicine, community dentistry, its own pharmacy. And it's very affordable. Doctor's visits are less than $60. Some of the best-in-class nutraceuticals and supplements, and emergency kits that help people manage problems at home, avoiding urgent care or the ER. I'm the chief scientific officer of the company. I've been with them from the very beginning. And boy, the company has grown by leaps and bounds. It's providing great service in the United States, but all over the world, has plans for expansion. Many have a wellness company membership in addition to their healthcare insurance because they want that backup. They don't want to get stuck in the ER over the weekend for some problem. And then many are now fully getting their healthcare through what's called One Wellness. That's a program where there's a monthly fee. It's less than $200. It includes everything. So, that is for, I think wellness company is a must have for people without health insurance.
Well, look, I bring it up not because I care to get down and dirty with the trolls, but I stand with y'all because I know what happened to Dr. James Thorpe, and he landed at the wellness company. Again, he was fired for telling the truth to his patients about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, the same truth you've been screaming about since, what, August of 2020 with that op-ed. And let's get this thing straight, too. In Canada, where the trolls mainly are attacking the wellness company, Justin Castro Trudeau and his government are openly committing democide against Canadians. They are paying for the assisted suicide of people with autism, people who are disabled, people who are poor. They're more than happy to help kill those people. Meanwhile, the trolls ignore all of that democide going on in Canada and want to focus on the wellness company. Let me be clear. The wellness company, correct me if I'm wrong, the one company that stands against Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset protocols.
It's true. Wellness company is the only corporate entity standing against what we call the biopharmaceutical complex. This complex I outlined in my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, does include the World Economic Forum, but the Gates Foundation, Wellcome Trust, Rockefeller Foundation, Gavi, CEPI, Unitaid, the big Western nations are all part of this complex now, which is spinning out of control. So the wellness company has not had any credible attacks, but it does make you wonder, those who are spending time and effort trying to attack of what we've constructively done at the wellness company, it makes you wonder, are they really just kind of cheap operatives for the biopharmaceutical complex?
Well, I think it's a fair question because so many aspersions have been cast against all y'all working at the wellness company. And those of us who are merely affiliates getting, what, 15% commission when somebody buys your fantastic products? That's a standard affiliate commission, guys. Nobody's getting rich. I'm just sick of the trolls. And let me just show y'all one thing. This man, Dr. Peter McCullough, has pinned to the top of his Twitter no rationale for continued mass COVID-19 vaccinations. So now let's talk. Oh, and by the way, here's his op-ed from 2020, 4 years ago, about the great gamble and really the suicide mission of the COVID-19 vaccine development program. But I want to talk about a recent win. But then, Doc, I want your thoughts on this. So I've been lamenting the fact that Harvard, I'm sure you're well aware of what Harvard is. It's supposed to be an institution of higher learning. Well, they were requiring that their students and faculty get the bioweapon even still this year. And they just relented, updated March 5th, 2024. Harvard University Health Services, I put health in quotes, will no longer require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. But we strongly recommend that all members of blah, 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 go get your boosters. Okay, that's a win. But explain this to me, Doc. How is it that 48 colleges nationwide are still requiring this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine?
No one can explain it. No dean will stand behind it. We were over 1,000 colleges and universities at one point in time that were mandating the products. Now, you know, I don't use the word that you're using. I use the term biological threat because in the case of the American Board of Internal Medicine has against me, they're making a big deal out of the word bioweapon. And if you look on almost all the government websites, like National Security Administration as an example, they say that SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines are not bioweapons. Now, why do they say that? Why do they specifically go out of their way to say it? You know, it just raises the thought. So I use the term biological threat, and then I use the term countermeasures, that the vaccines are considered covered countermeasures under the PREP Act. So I'm a little bit wary of using that term. I hope you don't put it on the banner of this show, because I just don't want to get deeper in trouble with the American Board of Internal Medicine. But it's clear that the virus and the vaccines have injured populations.
Okay, and that's fair. Look, my words, not yours. You're the esteemed doctor. I am a journalist. I got a journalism degree from the University of Wisconsin back in the day, and I just happened to fall into this as a career when basically I was let out of Target Corporation Marketing Department for telling the truth to all sorts of my friends, neighbors, and colleagues about what happened with 9/11 and that being a false flag operation. So I really cut my teeth in the truth space. But you, too, now are wide awake, and I appreciate you very much for your time today. This is a new study you sent out to your email chain, COVID-19 vaccines, a predictor of cardiovascular injury for COVID-19 hospitalized patients aged 60 and under. Now, as a cardiologist, you know a thing or two about myocarditis, pericarditis, and let me just share a story with you. A 64-year-old close friend of our family, a very wealthy man, a maverick, in fact, died suddenly in his sleep on the evening of November 13th, 2023, so just a few months ago. He died suddenly in a big, beautiful home he built for his future grandkids. He died alone in that house because he was divorced. He had always been afraid he would have a heart attack. He even had defibrillators in the home, three of them, but he died alone suddenly with no expectation of death. Now, here's the thing. The man did take the original Pfizer vaccine, and we found out after his death, three boosters. So people die suddenly all over the planet, sir. So I will continue to call it a bioweapon. You can call it what you want, but we know it's killing people, don't we?
Yeah, and this study from Italy is just another piece of evidence. Now, there were three papers. Raw, Kramer, and Mathudius were first authors showing that we definitely don't want to get COVID first and then take the vaccine because, you know, it's too late to take a vaccine once you've had COVID. That there's going to be increased side effects, yet tons of people did it. This is showing the reverse, that if you take the vaccine, and of course the vaccines don't work, and people go ahead and get COVID and they're hospitalized, watch out. Now there's very high risks of heart attack, cardiovascular events. That's what this study is showing, because the body is loaded with the spike protein. The spike protein is the protein produced from the genetic code of Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, AstraZeneca. Once the genetic code is installed in the body, unlimited amounts of spike protein are produced. They go everywhere in the body. They go into heart muscle, into the blood vessel walls. They cause heart damage, blood clots, acceleration of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. So what we're looking at here, it's a real disaster to take the vaccine and then have it fail and get COVID.
Well, you sent another study, too, and I just think it supports this idea that I've heard that there are some 700 or 770 different vector points of attack that this thing can have on the human body. Here's a study that reveals the COVID-19 immunization of roughly 45 million people in Korea identified with increased risk of encephalitis. Okay, you're a cardiologist, and I'm no brain doctor, but encephalitis isn't good, is it?
No, it's brain inflammation. And countless numbers of studies have shown the vaccines cause seizures and epilepsy, headaches, hearing loss, vision loss, small blood clots that are visible in the retinal arteries, retinal veins, paralysis through a process called Guillain-Barré syndrome, small fiber neuropathy, transverse myelitis. It's a disaster. The vaccines are a disaster for the neurologic system.
Yeah, so we all knew it was a disaster from the beginning.
Well,
but the important part about this, and I'm going to cue it a little bit further ahead of the conversation here, but he goes into this, and what he says later, it makes me think of Albert Benavides, because he mentions, I believe it's a 31 times greater amount of reported deaths and injuries than what the VAERS data is doing, according to Peter McCullough, and then according to Steve Kirsch's team, it was 40 some times higher, and according to Albert Benavides, it was 100 times higher. So we can safely say it's 30 to 100 times higher than what they're reporting. Okay, now.
Well, check this part out too, because we know that cancer has been spiking since the COVID vaccines, because there have been links to the death shot and cancer. So, you know, cancer rates have been going up systemically since the 2020. Well, lo and behold, check this out. Expecting a windfall from the wave of cancer patients, Pfizer leases a huge property in San Diego for research and development of cancer drugs.
They knew that, and they also Pfizer's announcing stuff for myocarditis now too.
Of course.
Right. They knew about the 1,246 major effects that this vaccine would produce, and they could capitalize on the treatment of them and divert attention away from the original design of these bioweapons.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I swear to God, in like 5 years, nobody's going to even remember what the damn COVID vaccine was supposed to be for in the first place, because they're going to be fighting off all the after effects of it.
The thing is to remember with this, right, is that the whole thing about the vaccine isn't as important as the agenda that was launched with it.
Yeah, because that's the biggest one, and that is depopulation.
Yep.
Yeah.
And no mention of the sky stuff, by the way, during this whole time.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get back. This is a little bit more of the clip with Peter McCullough. And you listen to some of the stats he says here. If you remember, Peter's being real careful. You notice he didn't want to use the word bioweapon to describe the bioweapon COVID vaccine. Okay?
He should, though.
He
just says biological.
It's a biological hazard to inject.
Yeah, biological hazard.
Anyway, his whole thrust is that this vaccine should be stopped, but it should be all vaccines should be stopped.
I agree.
Because none of them have a benefit. Okay, so hang on.
3 months. So someone taking a vaccine 2 years ago, that doesn't count anymore. So there was massive misclassification bias, you know, suggesting that the vaccines reduced the risk of hospitalization and death. We knew it couldn't be true because the randomized trials never showed a reduction in hospitalizations and death. The consent form doesn't say the vaccine reduces hospitalization and death. So it's an illusion when people say that the COVID vaccines reduce the severity of illness, or it's an illusion when they say the vaccine has saved lives.
I'm going to put quotes around this next word, but quote, President Biden and his administration continue to push this thing on children if they could. And I'm going to quote you loosely, and then you tell me exactly what you meant by this. Quote, these are large losses of life. This is greater than the Civil War. This is greater than our World War II losses. And yet they're talking about other things, end quote. What did you mean specifically? How many people, in your view, how many Americans have been damaged or killed by this thing?
you're quoting from my testimony in the Arizona Senate, so it's on the record. I'm on a standing committee there for the Novel Southwest Coronavirus Investigative Committee. Our CDC is reporting to us that 18,500 Americans have died after the COVID-19 vaccine. It's on the CDC vaccine event reporting system. You can go to the OpenVAERS overlay and take a look at it. That's what our CDC is verifying. Now, of that 18,500, 1,150 die on the same day they take the shot, right in the vaccine center sometimes. Another 1,200 die the next day. So it's very proximate to the shot. We know that now the CDC data are underreported about 30-1, because if someone dies at home, like the case you mentioned, that's not going to be reported to the CDC. Someone would have to find the vaccine card and report it. It's simply not going to get reported. So it's underreporting is 30-1, 30 times 18,500. We're looking at 550,000 Americans have died after COVID-19 vaccination. This has been widely messaged out in the media. You know, I have more media time than Biden or Trump. They watch me. We know that they know. We have a situation where Ed Dowd's published the book on all the excess mortality. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons calling for the vaccines to come off the market, same as the World Council for Health, Florida Surgeon General Joe Lodapo. So the point I was making is we have two major presidential candidates that are willfully blind to a massive loss of American lives, and they're focused on other things, and Americans are steaming mad.
Yeah, and folks are having a hard time understanding why Trump continues to want to take credit for this technology and these vaccines. It's really confounding, but you've called for the end of these vaccines. In fact, 2 years ago, the World Council for Health has called for the end of these. They're not safe for human use. Again, the Association of American Surgeons, and yes, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joe Lodapo. And why are they still on the market then? I mean, we can only conclude that this is in part democide, right? Because the governments are pushing it along with the mainstream mockingbird horror media. I'm just a lowly citizen journalist out here on the interwebs. I was kicked off of YouTube for telling the truth about so many things in October 2020. So they took that away, about a million subs at the time. And here I sit still trying to tell the truth. The mockingbird mainstream media, people like Rachel Maddow, people like Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper gets $12 million a year to gaslight the American people. We're also told, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., allegedly he got payola from Pfizer. What are we left to conclude at this point, Doc? To me, this is democide. It's a conspiracy by definition.
Yeah, it is. It's a conspiracy. This biopharmaceutical complex now has complete control. 9 out of our last 10 FDA commissioners got their jobs, their next jobs with big pharma or, you know, entities in this biopharmaceutical complex. So the FDA right now and the CDC are out advertising Pfizer and Moderna. It's interesting. They advertise Pfizer and Moderna, but they never mentioned Novavax, another product on the market, not a genetic product, because Pfizer and Moderna have a contract with Weber Shandwick, the PR company, and they have an installed marketing unit in the CDC. CDC pays Weber Shandwick to be marketed on these vaccines. So the CDC and FDA are not trustable. The FDA is not going to pull the vaccines off the market. They're actually advertising vaccines. So we're talking about the public saying no, ultimately through the executive branch or pressure through the House or the Senate on HHS, to say, listen, the vaccines aren't safe for human use. I've made the call in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, European Parliament, British Parliament, the Brazilian Chamber, all over the world. I'm a doctor. I see patients every day. I see patients who's had vaccine complications. Sadly, some have died of the vaccine. I fill out these reports. I'm telling you, I'm the most expert person that can opine on this. They're simply not safe for human use.
Well, I know that, and you know that, and here's the problem. The FDA knew that too, okay? This slide goes back to about the date that you became the whistleblower you did with that op-ed piece in The Hill, and these are just some of the known effects of this thing, which I call a bioweapon, and the FDA voted unanimously to approve it. So the FDA, the CDC, and the WHO, the World Health Organization, all have blood on their hands, as does Bill Gates, as does Dr. Fauci, as does, frankly, Donald J. Trump. And I'm just sick and tired of it. So I guess before we move on, your thoughts on that, the revolving door at the FDA. These people have blood on their hands, do they not?
Well, that slide's very important. That's October of 2020. That's before the vaccine trials are done. That's before the vaccines are FDA EUA approved. So what you're pointing out is the FDA knew this was going to happen. Guillain-Barré syndrome, myocarditis, paralysis, blood clots. They knew this was going to happen ahead of time, that this was, in a sense, foretold. It was premeditated. Now, if you look at the consent form today, Pfizer and Moderna actually are fully FDA approved. In terms of side effects or adverse events, there's no mention of death in the package insert for Pfizer or Moderna.
Well, you remember when this thing first rolled out, and some truth tellers, maybe nurses, et cetera, were pulling out those inserts, and they were devoid of any information at all. They were intentionally left blank. How in the world does one have informed consent when the insert that should warn you about potential side effects is left blank? And then if you have a good doctor like Dr. James Thorpe, who had worked at that Texas hospital for some 30 years as a superstar, he was fired? He was fired for giving his pregnant patients informed consent? I mean, we jumped the shark. What country is this, Doc?
This happened all over the world. And I can tell you, I'm certainly deeply concerned from the very beginning. We never had informed consent. The blank package insert was basically a moniker for what was going to happen. People were blindsided with this. They were told to take the vaccine. They didn't know what was in it. People started dying in large numbers January of 2021. Now we actually have fully approved products, but they're fully approved off of animal data only. The last sets of boosters were animal data only, and there's no mention of death as a side effect. So we still don't have full informed consent. Our CDC is now advocating that healthy people over 65 start taking their ninth shot, immunocompromised 12 shots. People should start asking themselves, what vaccine would we ever take nine shots for a healthy person? Something is really wrong.
That's just scary, Larry.
Where do I sign up to get mine?
I admire everything that Peter McCullough is doing because he's walking on a tight rope with all. But he should say that all vaccines should be stopped. That's the one thing I would say. But the other thing is the point he made on Biden and Trump. They're both being silent, and they're both running. They're both the leading running mates for the presidential position. And neither one of them are mentioning anything about the vaccine injuring and killing people.
No.
And they're not even calling for the stop of it. Is Trump really going to save us? That's the question. Is Trump really going to save us? That's the question I have.
The real massive elephant in the room is why is Donald Trump not speaking out against the vaccines in light of everything that we know? It might be ego. I have no idea.
No, it has nothing to do with ego. It would have to be admission of stupidity and guilt more than anything.
Well, you got to figure it out.
How could someone with 160 IQ, because Trump's IQ is 160, not know what you and I know? Give me a break, okay? So that means he's either stupid, ignorant, or willfully compliant with the agenda.
No.
Do you think he wants to admit that as a presidential candidate? He doesn't want to admit that.
Mark, here's why I said ego. Donald Trump, he is really egotistical. Okay? Somebody said this about him. His greatest strength is that he's pigheaded, and his greatest weakness is that he's pigheaded. He spearheaded Operation Warp Speed. He got this thing out on the market as quickly as possible. I don't know what he knows or doesn't know about the vaccine trials and how they're supposed to be conducted and all that, but he went out there bragging, we got it to you. It's the greatest vaccine ever.
Yeah.
And no, there's been no better vaccine than this one. This is the greatest vaccine in all of history. You know, the whole thing. I don't think he could ever admit to himself that he was wrong. That's what the problem is.
Now, I wonder if he got it.
I might be wrong about that, but
Well, admitting that you're wrong and then saying that it has to come to a stop because there were too many mistakes made and too many people are dying, and therefore it needs to be stopped along with all the other vaccines, that would just be a little remedy on his part. Because
that would be good.
He has played a huge part in the distribution and the mass media lies on how safe and effective this was.
That right now is his Achilles heel right there.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, remember what Peter McCullough said earlier about Kennedy getting concessions from Pfizer?
Oh, Kennedy, forget about him. He's turned on us all the way.
Right, and the other thing is I got something else here, and I believe it's
here's a question.
George Soros' son.
Yeah, before you do any of that, though, here's a question, though. What is it that the pharmaceutical companies have on all these presidential candidates? I mean, are they bribing them? I mean, do they just
have
too much
money? They might have a big-ass Epstein file on them. I don't know.
Yeah, did they just promise to do this? Right. If you don't do what we tell you, we're going to JFK you.
Yeah, I don't think that would
be a combination of both, Nick. I mean, obviously something.
One or the other.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna take a open air convertible ride in the downtown street in Dallas one day next to the book depository if you don't do what we tell you.
I think they'd be more afraid of that file.
They'll probably do what's outlined in Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Okay.
Everybody should read that book too.
Yeah, and the other thing is, this whole scenario that's going on worldwide, whether it's what's going on in Haiti, what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on...
Oh, this is all planned.
All of this stuff is orchestrated in synergy.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. All of these are different parts that are synergistically glued together for the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal is a cashless society. You will own nothing and be happy, and we will steal your soul, and you will be glad we did it. And
that's about right.
Goal. You know,
do you remember, I don't know if you've ever read the book, but do you remember Logan's Run?
Oh, yes.
The movie.
Okay.
Everybody... 1977, 1978?
Yeah, that was the film, but the book came out way earlier, and the book was a lot different than
maybe,
the film.
Maybe 1976, 77, the movie,
yeah, but
with Michael York and Jenny Utter.
But like I said, the book was a lot different than the film, but the premise was still the same. Here's the society. You do what we tell you, and then we kill you. Or if you don't do what we tell you, we kill you anyway.
Right.
That's nice.
You know, that's what we're starting to sound like.
Well, they're already doing it in Canada with the MAIDS program.
What's that?
You know,
one?
The medical assistance in dying. You know, courtesy of Trudeau, that true humanitarian.
Not just that. They had a guy that I know on Facebook. I don't know him personally. I guess he's a Canuck, but he. He said he had to drop his radio show. I think he was one of the guys here on the Revolution Radio Station. He had to drop his radio station, or he could face life in prison because of what Trudeau is doing up there.
Oh my God!
Nice.
Wow.
Well, yeah. We also know in Ukraine, according to Scott Ritter, who used to be a UN's weapon inspector for the International Weapons Inspection Team in Iraq. That the ballistics show that most of the people that were murdered in Ukraine were killed by Ukrainian weapons.
Of course.
Because they wanted to go into Russia for asylum. And we know that over 300,000 Ukrainians left Ukraine to go into Russia, the so-called country that's trying to kill them, right, for asylum. So, and you're not hearing Biden or Trump, you know, mention that either.
Well, you know what? Nobody else is mentioning about Ukraine is the fact that the CIA and NATO overthrew a duly elected president and installed this puppet penis Herbert. Piano player.
And also that there were 40-something biolabs, which Obama 46. And Biden were taking kickbacks 46. From. 46?
Oh, no, they weren't taking kickbacks. They weren't taking kickbacks from the bioweapons labs. They were – Congress was actually funding them. Well, they were taking what they were taking the kickbacks from was the $100 billion or $150 billion that we sent over there that Zelensky funneled through FTX down in the Bahamas, and it made its way back into the Democrats and Biden's back pocket.
Yeah, it's just bad. It's just bad.
That's,
I agree. Mark, the tape that you were playing, the clip you're playing, that was coming from SGT?
Yeah, I have a little bit more on that,
okay.
too.
That was pretty good.
If you got a few more comments.
Yeah, I got
a few
more minutes. And what date was that, of that SGT report, Mark?
I believe that was today.
Oh, okay.
It was 2 days ago, March 20th.
March 20th. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so pretty recent, 2 days ago, you know, it's not that
good, yeah.
old. But, the thing is about this is that, again, what McCullough said about both Biden and Trump, that they're remaining willfully silent about all of this. And they know exactly what the hell's going on. You know, and...
Sickening.
The whole thing about saying, well... You know, Trump probably was misled, or Trump, you know, didn't get good information, and Trump this and Trump that. You know what? That guy's smart enough to look through the bullshit and see what's really happening. And I just believe that he was a major player in this. You know, and for him not to say anything at this point, when you got Peter McCullough, and you got Joe Lee, and you got Albert Benavides all pointing the finger that this is a bioweapon intended to depopulate the planet. I mean, there's no way that these guys don't know it. They're willfully ignoring it so they can avoid responsibility. And it's a major
totally.
So
I agree with you.
I'll put a little bit more of Peter on, and then I'm going to look for this other article that has to do with George Soros' son marrying or being engaged to the woman that Bobby Kennedy is thinking about being his VP. So that's another.
Oh, my God.
There you go. There's the connection.
Okay,
Okay, so we'll listen to a little bit of Peter McCullough, and I'll see if I can find that article, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
thank
God.
You. Scary Larry's, guys.
Guys, apologies for this real quick break. In a word about our – you can go to nativepath.online/ and it doesn't have the dangerous side effects either. For a limited time, you can get Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to nativepath.online/SGT right now. We've heard that nanotech is in these, of course, mRNA, experimental vaccines that they are. What have you guys found to be in these, if anything at all? Anything conclusive you can share with us?
The vaccines have never been inspected by any regulatory agency where they took the cap off the bottle and examined how much messenger RNA, what else is in there. They've only been inspected for visible impurities, and that was an FDA inspection of Catalent that I saw, one of the biodefense contractors. I mean, one of the problems is Pfizer and Moderna, they don't make their own products. Neither does AstraZeneca or Janssen. They're made by biodefense contractors that don't. They're not traditional pharmaceutical companies. So no one really knows what's in there. Now, four independent labs did get some vials. They cracked them open, and they found alarming concentrations and sizes of DNA fragments, this DNA process-related impurities or contaminants that look like some of them look like they could promote cancer. The SV40 fragments, for instance, are very worrisome for cancer, but we simply don't know what's in there. We know they're not the same. About a third of people who take the shots, nothing happens at all, not even a sore arm. Just under two-thirds have some minor side effects. It's somewhere between 5 and 10%. It's really bad. People go to the hospital, ER, myocarditis, blood clots, encephalitis. So we're really worried about 5 to 10% of the country acutely. Now, long term, I testified in Congress in January of 2024. The FDA says we have 5 to 15 years of worry and observation after the last shot. That those are genetic technologies, and that's what we should be looking at, 5 to 15 years.
Oh, my God. So if they pulled the vax today, which they're not going to do, they're not going to do it. They're going to keep pushing. They're developing new ones as we speak. But if they pulled it today, we would still have 5 to 15 years of ripple effects and repercussions, huh?
That's correct.
Jesus, God help us. Okay, well, let me ask you about the blood supply. Are you concerned about the blood supply? Are you concerned about patients that might have to go to the hospital, non-vax patients who have to go to the hospital, get a serious surgery, and get a transfusion? What are your concerns about the blood supply in this country?
I was on the original letter that wrote the American Red Cross and the Carter Blood Center, American Association of Clinical Blood Banking. We were concerned that a freshly vaccinated person could donate blood, potentially contribute messenger RNA and spike protein. Now we know messenger RNA is circulatory at least for a month, spike protein at least for 6 months in studies. Finally, after years of concern, the American Red Cross now has a question if someone's taken a vaccine. They're still not precluding somebody from donating. And when asked, they said it's simply to try to encourage people not to donate during an acute vaccine reaction. We don't know if messenger RNA persists in donated blood or the filtering and cooling preservative process or the spike protein. A recent paper from Japan came out, it's really gotten a lot of viewership, is saying, listen, at least the blood supply should be tested. Unfortunately, blood only lasts 120 days on the shelf. That very few people have taken the vaccines over the last few years, fewer than 15%. So I think it's likely that the blood supply largely is safe, but the concerns still exist. And I think I point you to TrialSite News. They summarized the recent Japanese paper. We should do what Switzerland's doing. Switzerland at least allows people to ask for unvaccinated blood.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that, I guess not anecdotal evidence, but the evidence that maybe the blood supply over time will become self-improving because this thing over time is no longer in the blood. That's great news. But I did hear a TikTok or it was on Twitter. Somebody called, and I can't remember if it was the local blood bank, Red Cross, or their hospital, but they were asking on behalf of their patients, can my patient, if this surgery is necessary, can you guarantee they will get unvaxxed blood? The answer was no.
No, I told you, in the United States, that's not done. The only place that I'm aware of that you can do that is Switzerland.
God help us. Okay.
Yeah, so meanwhile, the program goes on. You know, and that's the whole thing, is the people who designed this, they know that all of the bureaucratic processes are gone. This study, that lawsuit, this bill, that bill, all that takes time. But are they slowing down? Hell no. They're going full steam ahead with every program they got in place. The 15-minute cities, the 5G, you know, lying still about the vaccine.
And there's no opposition. There's no real opposition to any of it.
Everybody on this show is opposed
to
it.
That's the scary part.
And, you know, I was talking today, and I forgot where it was at, but I was mentioning something about God. And so, and John, plug your ears. I was mentioning something about God. And this guy was like, everyone's like, well, what are you talking about that for? I go, look, man. I go, if you're afraid to speak up for Jesus Christ, I go, that's your problem. I go, I don't have that problem. So people have to be bold now, you know. And one person can make a difference. Look at Peter McCullough. Look at Anna Maria Mahalcha. Look at Thomas Thorpe. Look at Albert Benavides. Those guys are sticking their neck out massively. You know, look at Bill Deagle.
Yeah.
You know, who's no longer with us. Dr. Lorraine Day, who's no longer with us. You know, so this is the game that we're challenged to be in, you know. And every voice counts. Every show counts. Every conversation counts. Because it resonates with other people. You won't believe how many people have come up to me and said, you know what, I'm not going to get any more shots. You know, Mark, I was wrong.
Good.
No. Good, yeah.
You gave me was accurate. So everything counts. And one person can connect with 10 people, 10 people with 100, 100 with 1,000. That's the effect that we need to have constantly.
You see, and that's the one thing that I don't want to have happen. later on, you know, 30, 40 years down the road, you know, however long, you know, my life is and whatever is, somebody asking me, why didn't you do anything? Because I can honestly say I did.
That's right.
I was out there screaming at the top of my lungs. And if it comes, and if it has to take the, we have to take it to the next level, we'll go there too. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit back and go like, I did nothing. That's not, I'm not built that way.
Nobody on the show is built that way. We wouldn't be on the show. But the point is, you know, the time to be bold is now. The time to wear your spiritual armor is definitely now. The time to tell everybody as much as you can, you know, without causing too much waves, because sometimes the ripple effect will boomerang and you don't want that to happen. You want to be able to be articulate to make a point and get it, you know, where it sinks in. When you have so much resistance that the people will not listen, you got to just move on.
We have to do that, but then you have people like AOC in Congress.
Oh, God.
and it's like she's actually making decisions that affect our lives. That is a category. That is not a crime. That is a category.
The biggest thing that blew my mind is she said, what was it, RICO is not against the law?
RICO is totally against the law. RICO is not a crime is what she said.
That's the racketeering laws that they use for gangsters and mobs.
She is a gangster. She's a gangster idiot. I don't know.
God, that voice. Pebbles. Horrible. Sounds like she's 3 years old.
I know. It's like, you know, here's the thing with her, though.
You can keep that mess.
Physically, she is really attractive, but then she opens up her mouth and her attractive rating goes way down, like to almost to negative something. It's like you are dumber than a box of rocks.
Remember, the people that are orchestrating this, they're not dummies. They know exactly what they're doing. They like dummies like Biden and AOC and other people doing their work, right? Because they're very easy to control. But the other thing, going back to Trump and Biden, I don't think – well, if Biden was at Epstein Island, I don't think he remembers anymore. But
Trump, of course, that's
questionable. Because he was engaged with Epstein at different times in history. But the thing I also like, what Peter McCullough said earlier, is he mentioned Gavi, he mentioned Gates, he mentioned Klaus Schwab, he mentioned a whole ton of people that are involved in this, right?
Yeah.
He just didn't mention Pfizer or Moderna, right, or Fauci. You know, and the thing is the important point is he said that Pfizer and Moderna were not designing these bioweapons. It was the Biological Weapons Division of our Department of Defense.
Yeah.
That I believe.
But see, this
you also have to remember.
This is the thing you also have to remember. When Joseph McCarthy questioned James Forrestal, and he asked about why are people in Washington, D.C. so stupid about what's going on? And Forrestal told them they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, yeah. It's just like, how is it that the guy who was principal and orchestrating everything that had happened at Comet Pizza happened to be one of the most influential people in Washington, and yet he's running a pizza joint?
Mm-hmm.
He has time to run a pizza joint? I mean, that right there, come on, the guy, one of the most influential people. He obviously had lots of money, but his main passion was to run a pizza parlor. Give me a break.
Yeah, you know.
So there's all kinds of weird shit. And then John Podesta getting a prominent position in the Biden administration, right?
Yeah, of course. After he got out of prison.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You've got to remember, pedophiles get rewarded.
That's the sad part.
There's a lot of them in our government.
Mark, did you find that clip on the other thing you were looking for?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find the article.
Yeah, the article.
That was on Soros' son and then the pick for vice president by Bobby Kennedy, which is the same person. And the article will not pop up. I'm going to see if I can find it on another site. Let's see here. But when I read that, I'm just going, man, the more I find out, the more I get upset.
When you see stuff like that, you also have to save it because they want to pull it right away.
Okay, here's the thing, though, because I mentioned AOC. Some Flippy in the chat room posted this up.
Okay.
It was, and I don't know if this is serious or not, but it's pretty funny. And this is about AOC. It said, accelerated memory gland development in intellectually disabled females is an evolutionary survival mechanism. I think that's
okay.
Funny.
Captain Kirk.
That's funny. Come on.
That's a crowd pleaser. Oh.
Okay. Well, these are coming.
Sorry, I thought that was funny.
This is saying that he's got a choice of Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura as VP. If that is true, then that's fine.
I would take Jesse Ventura.
I would take Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I would definitely take that. But we know he got. Well, I don't know for sure, but it said that he got significant. Money in the millions for advertising, I believe was in the Super Bowl for his election, and it was the lady that is engaged to Soros' son. So I have to...
Oh, God, that's just like pure evil, man. That just says it all right there.
Okay.
What does Soros' son look
here
like?
We go. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. It says here, Nicole Shanahan emerges as top pick for Bobby Kennedy. Let's see here if I can read it here again because they're blocking the article. How convenient. It says here, Nicole Shanahan, a Bay Area lawyer and investor, is among the top picks for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate on his independent presidential. As his campaign indicated, so it's Nicole Shanahan. Look her up, and I guarantee you she's engaged to
Soros' son.
Yeah, let me see if that comes up.
Oh, how sick is this?
God, that's like total evil, man. That's just beyond words.
Oh, puke bucket! I'm freaking vomit bag.
Well, look, man. Remember when I was asking everybody, who can we trust? Who can we trust? Who's telling the truth and who is playing both sides? We knew that Malone was being played big time, right? But we didn't know Bobby Kennedy was a hard one, right? But when we talked to Albert Benavides, he had his doubts because he said about the disappearance of certain VAERS data, and that word he said was a big red flag for him because he says he knows everything that comes out of his mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, that looks like Soros' son with her, too. Let me see here. Okay, as an American entrepreneur, political donor in the San Francisco Bay, she married Google co-founder Sergey Brin, and they separated and divorced during the presidential election campaign. Okay, so there she goes. Let's see here. Back in June. Okay. Let's see if this one comes off. She was married to the co-founder of Google. What does that tell you? Okay.
More criminal action. Great.
All right, well, anyway, this New York Times article sucks. I hate the New York Times. They suck. Okay, let's see if I can get another one. I'm pretty sure it looks like George Soros' son in all these pictures with her. But let's see. Woman at No. Okay, she's at the BioEco Foundation. Okay, Stanford Law School. So she is a, I guess she's pretty good. Look at this. A research fellow, listen to this one. Nicole Shanahan is an attorney and a research fellow at Codex. And the founder and CEO of Clear Access IP, a patent management technology. She's a legal technologist who specializes in data science, structured database, IP, APIs, UI, UX, and automation of SaaS for prosecutorial processes on legal things. But
married.
So, I mean, she is highly questionable. And if that is his pick, right, because it says she emerges as the top candidate for RFK. So I would definitely look into Nicole Shanahan and her engagement, supposed engagement. I haven't verified it, but I read one article on it, that she is engaged to George Soros' son. If anybody listening knows anything about George Soros, he is like the son of Satan. So,
oh God, just pure evil. It's just evil. It's evil, bull evil.
Yeah, Damien Thorne, right there.
Yeah, right. Right.
I can't believe he has a son. How does he have a son? Don't you have to have sex to do that?
So the trick to the whole scenario.
You never know. Maybe he raped some Jewish chick.
Well, there's a house. School for the blind.
The whole trick to this global geopolitical scenario is who is associating with who and why are they associating with them. And
yep,
what
connect the dots.
What is their motive? What is their intent? And what is their ultimate goal? Because they have all three of those things in mind.
Yeah, and believe me, you never know what it is. They never tell you.
Well, you got to put the pieces of the puzzle together the best you can.
Yep.
You know, but this is a significant piece. This Nicole Shanahan is a significant piece.
Okay.
Because we know that they want to have multiple candidates in order to fracture the voting base, in order to give it a slimmer margin to make people look like they actually won.
Well, yeah, and it's the same thing that they've been doing for years. They run candidates that they control on both parties, and then it gives the illusion that we're picking our own candidate. It's like, no, they pick the candidate.
Exactly.
They select them every time.
Okay, guys, we're out of time, though.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much. We'll be back on Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening. This is Granada Farm Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. Everybody hold on for just one moment.
See ya.
Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Going back in?
There's still men out there.
God damn.
When I go home, people ask me, hey, who? Why do you do it, man? Why? some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom.